program for Friday follows. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for the Day. Here it is Friday, another week is gone, and we have scarcely touched this subject. We're on a great subject, God, the reality of God and God's attributes. And this will consume our thoughts, I think, for a good while to come. But what a profound subject it is. How interesting to look into these things and be challenged by them, the Almighty God. As we're thinking about some of the attributes of God, we come today to one we'd like to read in the 90th Psalm, Psalms 90, verses 1 and 2. Listen to what this writer says here. Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hast formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Thou turnest man to destruction, and saith, Return, ye children of men, for 1,000 years in thy sight are but as yesterday, when it is past, and as a watch in the night. How amazing to think about. God, it says, is from everlasting to everlasting. As God revealed himself to Moses in the 3rd chapter of Exodus, God speaking from the burning bush said that he was the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And they went on to say in that chapter that he was I am that I am. God is the eternal, self-existent one, from everlasting to everlasting. I know this is beyond our comprehension because we are hemmed in by time. We have a beginning, we have an ending, as far as this life upon this earth is concerned. But God, who occupies eternity, does not think in terms of time. He is from everlasting to everlasting, this eternal, self-existent one. This is amazing to think about. It's mind-boggling. It's not beyond our belief, but it's beyond our comprehension. We can only look to the evidence of God in nature and the truth of God in the Bible, and just put our faith in this one who is from everlasting to everlasting. We want to realize that because of this, there are great truths that we can anchor our souls into. This matter of God being eternal from everlasting to everlasting. Even as we find over in Timothy, it says that he alone has immortality. In other words, life originates with him, and he can give it, but it does not originate with us. This everlasting one, what an attribute to think about. And this will occupy our attention next week. And I thank you for listening this week.